Proverbs 1:32-33 say, "For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil." The turning away of the simple, it's talking about turning away from God. And the simple, to put it bluntly, are the stupid, the foolish. To turn away from God, it'll be their destruction. It's that turning away which will slay them. And then it says, "And the prosperity of fools shall destroy them." And you think about those words. Think of the wealthiest people today, and they are fools, with very few exceptions. Bill Gates, George Soros, Jeff Bezos, I could name all that I can know. You can go on to the Fortune 500 magazines and that sort of thing. And these people are godless fools. And they're spending their money. Most of them become so wealthy that they don't work anymore. They become what's called philanthropists. And they spend all of their money killing unborn babies, vaccinating so that they can sterilize people, and they push socialism and world government. They work, literally work, for the Antichrist pro bono. It's an amazing thing. These capitalists make all their money so that they can turn around and destroy capitalism. It's just, they're fools. And it's just an amazing thing to watch. But verse 33 says, "Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely." So, now don't get that wrong. Believers will still suffer without cause in this life. You can still be persecuted and even murdered. That's what a martyr is, someone who suffers for the faith. But those who are stayed upon him, those who hearken unto him, they will endure with peace through these trials, this persecution, suffering. And we're safely in his arms eternally. We're in his hand, Jesus said. We're in his hand. And then he said we're in his Father's hand. And no man can pluck us from those hands. And that's why then it says, shall be quiet from fear of evil. It doesn't say we'll be quiet from evil, because we're not sheltered. We're not assured that we won't have any trials. No one ever says that. The Bible never says that. And Christians get that wrong. And that's where wrong thinking can cause you some serious trouble, can hurt your relationship with the Lord, because you think he's failing you. He hasn't promised you you're not going to face trouble, but he promises you that you can live fearlessly. You can live with confidence and peace. That's what Psalm 23, one of the most famous passages in the Bible, and I don't think people really think about the words. It's like the hymns. They sing them and they don't think about them. Psalm 23, verse 4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Doesn't say I won't face evil. Doesn't say I won't ever have to deal with evil. "I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." It's the Lord being there. "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And we see this in the words of Paul in Philippians 1:13-14. While Paul is in prison, he says, "So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places, and many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear." You see, when you're right with God, you're spirit-filled, and you just have God so thoroughly in your heart and your mind, living by his words, then you face fear, and you live without fear. You're more bold to speak the word of God without fear. This is only a promise to those who hearken unto God and his wisdom. So that's something to pray about, something to meditate upon, and something to set our minds to obey. Be so filled with God that we can live without fear.